I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
So welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. We're so happy that you listen. And you know, Miss Nene, I have to comment, too, that we're always so happy when people tell us that they've been listening and your comments and your questions. That just makes it all the more fun. And we do have fun doing this.
Yes, we do, LaVon. I think we... we're just kind of the dynamic duo, don't you think, in the kitchen end of things.
The kitchen duo. All right. And, of course, we're going to talk about something in your kitchen. And I'm really interested in hearing about this recipe that you found and tried out.
This was a recipe that I discovered on the internet by Joyce Sexton is her name. And what appealed to me so much is that it only required two ingredients.
Two
ingredients. And yet it's a quick bread, or it could be a dessert item. Easy to make, easy to and fun to do with your children in the kitchen because it only requires those two ingredients. And yet you can have choices when you assemble these ingredients or gather these ingredients together to make this dessert your own.
Make it your own. You know, Miss Nene always has to Miss Nene-ize the recipes. Well, you can use your name and just do this thing for yourself and make it your own.
This is called ice cream bread.
Ooh.
I had never heard of ice cream being an ingredient in a quick bread. It requires a pint of any flavor ice cream, and I used vanilla bean because that's what I had on hand, and I thought that would enhance the vanilla aspect of the flavor components to this quick bread recipe. But just think of all the wonderful flavors of quick bread that you could make using strawberry ice cream or chocolate ice cream or cream de mint ice cream or Rocky Road.
Or whatever you have on hand.
Yes.
I mean, that's another nice thing, too.
And that's what appealed to me about this recipe is because I had this vanilla bean ice cream in the freezer and I wanted to get it used. And voila, there was the recipe that would use it. Then, other than the ice cream, it also requires 1.5 cups of self-rising flour. Now, I said to myself, oh, bother.
Did you have that on hand?
No, I didn't.
No, most of us don't.
I know it. It's an extra expense that I don't keep on hand because I don't have recipes that require it. However, there is a substitution for it, and this recipe will be posted on the website at kjan.com, and I will also give the substitution requirements for the self-rising flour.
And the substitution is easy to do, and usually these are things you have on hand.
Yes, all-purpose flour and baking powder. See, just go to your baking cupboard, and there they are.
Now, did you find sometimes they also will mention salt?
Sometimes. And, you know, perhaps this recipe could have benefited from a little bit of it, just a sprinkle of additional salt.
But it's okay just to have those two ingredients to make your own self-rising flour.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
And had I just assembled this quick bread in an 8.5 by 4.5 by 2.5 inch pan, which is the smaller loaf pan, I could have done that with a cake that was a bread that was very similar texture to a pound cake. Then, to top it off, as you suggested, LaVon, with fresh fruit, maybe some whipped cream, just something else to add a little fun to the dessert itself would have worked.
Yes. And I just see it, and you're going to talk about how all these things that can go into it, and that's the recipe you'll give. But I just kept thinking when you told me about it, this sounds like a pound cake. And when you showed me the picture, it kind of looked like a pound cake. And you can do so many things with a pound cake. Again, things that you have in your home. Mm-hmm. So a great opportunity for a recipe that's usable in many ways.
Oh, just think of using lemon ice cream.
Ooh.
And then having a lemon curd on top of it. Something fun and refreshing for spring. Zest a little lemon rind on top of that. And it would be delightful.
And then the flavor that goes with that is so well is raspberries. And people love raspberries, frozen or fresh.
Definitely.
Okay.
But to Miss Nene-ize my recipe, I added 1/4 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips. I could even see having used the dark chocolate chips. I think that would have been delightful. And then I had some dried apricots on hand that I wanted to use. So I snipped those into small pieces, added those two ingredients into the rest of the batter, and not only did it enliven the color of the bread, but it also gave for some more flavor components and texture within that product itself. And I'm all about texture. I love tasting the feel of different fruits and chips and nuts in my mouth when I'm eating a dessert.
And mentioning nuts, that I don't think you added that to this recipe,
but
it would be possible.
Exactly.
Maybe you just want to put chocolate chips and nuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, just go wherever you want to go.
That's what I like about this quick bread. It's just so fun to be creative and to use what's in your pantry to make a fun dessert. When it came out of the oven, it was quite blonde color, and probably because I used vanilla ice cream. But that, again, could change depending on if you used a colored ice cream for as an ingredient. So what I did before it went into the oven, I decorated the top with a design of chocolate chips and dried apricot halves just to make it fun and when it came out of the oven. But then after that, because it was kind of
blonde.
Blonde. Let's put it that way. I don't want to use B-L-A-H. I'll use blonde. I had some apricot preserves on hand, and so I softened some of those in the microwave, and with a pastry brush, brushed that on top. And so it gave a little sheen to the top of the bread, which, of course, made it more attractive. And when we bake, it's nice to talk about not just flavor and texture, but presentation and how does... is that dessert appeal to us? And of course, sugar sells, and it, because it makes a shine, it makes a sparkle to food. Mm-hmm. And really, if this is the only added sugar that other than what's in the ice cream, having used that sugar that was in that apricot preserves, that's not a bad thing.
It's not. And when, again, you'll see this on the website, the picture, when you slice this, it mm-hmm. also looks very good, very inviting, and that's important too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. When thinking about having dried fruit on hand and then having to cut that into little pieces, how do you go about doing it? Do you use a knife, Levon? Do you use a kitchen shears? How do you do it?
Kitchen shears, and I think way back in some of our programs we talked about kitchen shears was one of the things that we both think we have to have in their kitchen.
Oh, exactly.
I have two pair, actually, because mm-hmm. I use them all the time. Yeah, mm-hmm. and if you put a little oil on it or spray it with some oil mm-hmm. and then clip, they won't get all stick on there, and you go, because sometimes it ends up taking the most time of what you're making.
Yes, exactly. And I don't want the disappointment of knowing I've got to get out a
chopping board,
yes.
a knife, mm-hmm. and then you have to wash all that. And mm-hmm. yeah.
And it makes it easier for a child, too. It's much safer for them to use a scissors to cut that fruit if it's not already cut versus a sharp, sharp knife.
Very handy. Mm-hmm. And, if some people have lived without a kitchen shears in their kitchen, I'm going, I don't know how you do that.
It would be difficult for me.
It would be for me.
I use it even to snip herbs.
If
I do that. Anything I need to snip.
Opening packages. They have the tear strips.
Yes.
Sometimes that's harder. And my shears is right there. So I just open packages.
Well, the older I get, it's harder for me to open
those
packages.
Fingers are harder to grip. Yeah.
And so I appreciate the kitchen shears even more. Yeah. And this is certainly a recipe in which they can be well used.
Absolutely. And any dried fruit that would mm-hmm. work well with. So
whatever complements the flavor ice cream that you've chosen to use. I think that's what's important. Or just family favorites. Let the children choose what they want to put inside this bread. Let it be surprises, that edible surprises, let's put it that way, that they would make them eat and enjoy their handiwork that much more.
And sometimes even they might pick something you're going, oh, I don't know about this. But if they pick it, they're going to eat it.
Yes, I would agree.
And you might be surprised at how good it is.
Mm-hmm, I would agree. Well, one thing that when our younger daughter was before she was 10, before she was in 4-H, she just had the desire to put together different ingredients that I might have had in the pantry to make her own combination. One thing that she did was a bread, a quick bread, and she used basically everything but the kitchen sink. This is one time where, because she put it together, she didn't eat it. I had to be the guinea pig. And it was fruit cocktail bread was basically what it was. But we both agreed that this was something that after one taste, we probably would try again.
Okay. But sometimes that experimenting is when you learn the most. It might cost something. You might not have an edible product. But the learning, like the ad says, is priceless.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you for joining us today. We've had a great time visiting with you. If you'd like the recipe for ice cream bread, go to our website at kjan.com or send us a note. We'd love to have a note from you requesting that recipe. Remember now, go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.